wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studio. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, folks. 12 days until it is Election Day. Early voting is taking place all across the country. There's been massive turnout on both sides, but the Obama campaign believes that they are doing a much better job with their ground game. But there's still lots of tricks going on when it comes to voter fraud and other kind of shenanigans. We turn to Mark Morial, who is the president and CEO of the National Urban League. Mark, good morning.
Hey, Roland. Good to be with you. Good morning.
Sir, let's talk about what is going on. First thing, there was an anonymous donor who put up these billboards in three different states in black neighborhoods saying voter fraud is a felony. And apparently that violated Clear Channel Outdoors policies, and those billboards are coming down in those cities and states. This is just another example of, again, targeting minority communities, trying to scare people not to vote.
There's a pattern to it, Roland. We've been up against it this entire year. The passage of voter ID laws to the efforts to cut back on early voting. And now these tricks, and I think people should be aware of further tricks that are going to take place between now and November 6th to seek to discourage people from voting. And I'll just give people some examples of what we saw in the past. There were robocalls that went out telling people that the date of the election had been changed, robocalls that went out telling people that their vote was not needed, robocalls targeting African-American communities saying that people's polling place was changed and giving them a false polling place. So people should be aware, leaders across the nation should be on guard and should report any of these types of things to the election protection officials. Call our hotline. The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights is working with all of us to make sure we monitor that. So that is something we absolutely are going to be up against. But that notwithstanding, Roland, I want to point out that on this Sunday, the Congress of National Black Churches, along with a number of us, including our colleague Melanie Campbell, who's been behind this effort, will be encouraging pastors across the nation to encourage and deliver a strong message about civic participation and voting in church services over the weekend and certainly into the following weekend. As we continue to push, we want to encourage people where early voting is available. Please take advantage of it.
Hey,
please take advantage of it.
Mark and Roland, who are these pastors that are saying, that are preaching to their congregation that you shouldn't vote for the president because of his stand on gay marriage?
Well, first of all, Bishop Harry Jackson is one of the folks. But again, they're very the initial Associated Press story that laid out that mentioned those different pastors. That story was flat out false. I went through it, and not one of those pastors in that story actually articulated that.
Who put the story out?
Well, it was a very convoluted and story done by AP. I even called them, talked to their public editor, and it was a crazy story. The headline said something different than what the story said. But you do have this group of folks, frankly, mostly people I ain't never heard of. Mark, that includes Alveda King. I've met her before. She's Dr. King's niece. She's pro life. She's against gay marriage. They supposedly have a group where they're going to run $1 million worth of ads trying to get 25% of black people to support Romney and not support President Obama. I haven't seen any evidence of them raising the money, running the ads, and I said, no way they're going to get 25%. So Mark, there's some of these pastors, again, who want to challenge the IRS prohibits them from doing that.
Look, here's the thing. I think people may have differences on issues, but this is not the focus of what we encourage people to vote on. And I think that there are some of those pastors that have a legitimate difference of opinion, but they're being prompted and pushed by forces on the right. They're being encouraged by forces on the right that are seeking to frustrate and confuse and deceive and trick people in our community around this election. And so that's why all of our voices have to be very strong and people have to report what they see. The billboards are coming down because of pressure on Clear Channel, because of efforts to suggest to them that they shouldn't allow their billboard space to be used for these sort of deceptive messages. And all across the nation, lawyers have attacked, and we've had success in challenging voter ID laws due to a broad coalition. So we're going to continue that fight through Election Day and just encourage everyone, all pastors who are listening, to give a civic engagement message on this Sunday to people to register, to vote, rather take advantage of early voting. And for those that have early voted, to get on that telephone, use their social media and Facebook to encourage friends and family to do it. We need an all-out push for a high turnout.
All right. Mark Murray, our president and CEO.
Thanks, Roland.
National Urban League. Thanks a lot.
All right. And
yeah,
you can report,
I ain't heard most of these passes, Tom. I mean, I don't
know. You can report all trickery to 1-866-MY-VOTE-1. 1-866-MY-VOTE-1 hotline is backed by the Election Protection Coalition. Yes, we've lawyered up.
And ready to go.
As they say on the cop shows, oh, he's lawyered up. Mm-hmm. We can't get him now.